Reining in climate change, that is the top agenda item when world leaders gather in Egypt in a little more than a week. This week, the United Nations is releasing a report card on whether the world is even coming close to meeting that goal. Spoiler alert, it's not. Lauren Sommer is with NPR's Climate Desk. She's seen that report card, and she joins me now to walk us through what she's learned. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Juana.
All right, let's just jump right into it if we can. Lauren, how bad is it?
It's really, really not good. The whole idea is to put the world on track to limit how much the planet will heat up. And the benchmark is keeping it to 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is 2.7 Fahrenheit, by the end of the century. That number is important because beyond that, the risks get dramatically worse in terms of severe storms and heat waves and how much the oceans will rise. So according to a new report from the United Nations Environment Program, if you look at where the world needs to be by 2030, world leaders have promised to cut emissions by around 3% at best, you know, compared to 2020 levels. But the science shows emissions need to drop around 45%.
Okay, 3%, but emissions should be cut almost in half. That is a dramatic difference.
Right, yeah. And it's even bigger when you consider that on the whole, countries are falling behind on the pledges they've made. Today, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged developed countries to back up their words with actions and commit to bigger emissions cuts.
We are headed for economy-destroying levels of global heating. We need climate action on all fronts, and we need it now.
You know, emissions did fall in 2020, but that was largely due to the pandemic because, you know, people weren't traveling and industrial activity fell. Since then, emissions have come right back. And in 2021, emissions from burning coal were at the highest level in history.
So if emissions need to fall rapidly by the end of this decade, how does that happen? Would coal use just need to go away entirely?
Yeah, there's actually another report out this week where it shows from climate change think tanks, and it shows where that progress needs to be made. It says coal needs to be phased out by 2030, you know, assuming that the emissions from burning coal aren't captured in some way and kept out of the atmosphere. Claire Fison worked on that report, and she's with Climate Analytics.
The power sector is the biggest source of CO2 emissions. That's clearly an area where we need to make huge and rapid emissions cuts. It's also an area where we can make really fast emissions cuts because we have renewables now undercutting fossil fuel projects in price.
She says renewable energy is growing really rapidly around the world, but it needs to speed up by about 6 times the current rate.
And with world leaders starting climate change negotiations pretty soon, does it look like bigger pledges will be made to cut emissions?
I mean, there are a handful of countries maybe that are expected to announce new goals, but, you know, all indications are there's not going to be a huge amount of progress. The U.S. announced its goal last year, which is to cut emissions basically in half by 2030. Two other major emitters, China and India, plan to increase emissions until 2030. And, you know, like some other countries with developing economies, they've pushed back against wealthier countries saying, you know, you got your shot to boost growth with fossil fuels. You know, it's not fair to deny us the same chance.
In the couple of seconds we have left, I know we've seen extreme weather events that seem to illustrate the cost of climate change. I'm thinking about the flooding in Pakistan that displaced millions of people.
And that's going to be huge in these upcoming talks because smaller countries, you know, who weren't very responsible for causing climate change, they're bearing the brunt and they want bigger countries, wealthier countries to help pay for those damages.
Lauren Sommer from NPR's climate team, thank you.
Thanks so much.